merciful to us and help us to understand what is written in the Bible, and help us to not only understand and put what we learn into practice, so that indeed we will be truly blessed by you. And I pray that you feel not only the one who speak, the one who interpret, and the one who hear with the Holy Spirit, so that we not only be able to understand your will in our life, and also we want to follow you all the days of our life, and so that we can experience the blessing that is written in the Scripture. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. If Paul followed the advice of his companion and followed the advice of the disciple, then he won't go to Jerusalem. If Paul did not go to Jerusalem, he won't experience the blessing that is promised in the Scripture.
如果保罗跟随了他那些同行的人，跟随了他那些门徒，没有去到耶路撒冷的时候，当保罗如果没有去到耶路撒冷的时候，他就没有经历到神与他同在。
And brother and sister, the moment we walk in God's way, and we will experience His blessing.
当我们立时 去行在主的道的时候，我们就可以经历到神他自己的作为。
If you walk in your own way,
如果你自己行你自己的路,
you will not understand the Bible.
你就不会明白圣经。
And take a look at the verse, chapter 22, verse 30.
22章30节。
The next day, since the commander wanted to find out exactly why Paul was being accused by the Jews, he released Paul and ordered the chief priests and all the Sanhedrin to assemble. Then he brought Paul and had him stand before them.
22章30节 第二天，知府长为要知道犹太人控告保罗的实情，便解开他，吩咐祭司长和全公会的人都聚集，将保罗带下来，叫他站在他们面前。
I want you to circle the chapter 22, verse 25. Paul saying to the centurion standing there, is it legal for you to flog a Roman citizen who hasn't even been found guilty?
我想你们圈住22章第25节。 刚用皮条捆上保罗对旁边站着的百夫长说：人是罗马人，又没有定罪，你们就鞭打他，有这个例吗？
And then circle verse 29. The commander himself was alarmed when he realized that he has put Paul, a Roman citizen, in chain.
同样22章29节圈住他半橛，千夫长既知道他是罗马人，又因为捆绑了他，也害怕了。The
commander is a lot wiser than the high priest and the chief priest and the Sanhedrin.
这个千夫长比那些祭司长，比这些公会的人更有智慧。
When he realized he has put Paul in chain, he released him right away. When he realized that he wants to flog him and realized that is against the legal, against the Roman law, and he stopped doing it.
当他知道他捆绑了保罗，他就即刻来到解锁他，同埋他亦都知道他无缘无故打一个罗马人的时候，咁佢就知道佢自己系犯呢个例啦。
That is why Jesus once said,
所以主耶稣曾经这么说过,
the son of this world is a wiser than the son of the kingdom of God.
这个世上的人比我们这些属神的今生之子比我们更有智慧，比天国之子更有智慧。
Because we think we know God's word, but we don't. Do you know that?
我们以为我们识神的话语，其实我们不认识。
Now, take a look, chapter 23, verse 1.
23章第一节。
Paul looked straight at the Sanhedrin and said, My brother, I have fulfilled the duty to God in all good conscience to this day. As this, the high priest Ananias ordered those standing near Paul to strike him on the mouth. Then Paul said to him, I want to circle that, verse 3. God will strike you, you whitewash wall. You sit there to judge me according to the law, and yet you yourself violate the law by commanding that I be struck.
一至到第三节，保罗定睛看着公会的人说：弟兄们，我在神面前行事为人都是凭着良心，直到今日，大祭司亚拿尼亚就吩咐旁边站着的人打他的嘴。保罗对他说：你这粉色的墙，神要打你。你坐堂为的是要按律法审问我，你竟违背律法，吩咐人打我吗？
When Paul saying to the chief priest, saying to the high priest is higher than the chief priest.
当保罗呢度佢嘅会众唔系呢个祭司长，而系呢个大祭司，大祭司比呢个祭司长系更高嘅。
He said, God will strike you because you order people to strike me.
神要打你，因为你吩咐人哋嚟到打我个嘴。
Did the high priest say sorry？
呢个大祭司有冇讲对唔住啊
？Is he again the Jewish law？
佢系咪违背咗呢个嘅犹太嘅律法咧
？You sit to judge people, and yet you against the law. That's not right.
你本来坐在这里是要按住律法来到审判人，但是你现在自己竟违背了律法，这样是不对的。
The high priest did not apologize.
这个的大祭司他当然没有讲对不住了。
And yet their followers, same thing like that in verse 4. Those who were standing near Paul said, You dare to insult God's high priest?
佢冇唔单止冇讲对唔住，甚至佢站在旁边嘅人说：你辱骂神的大祭司吗
？I want you to write it down, okay? I want you to make sure that you understand the God's word, okay? I want you to write it down. Second Timothy.
我想你写低，以致你可以更清楚明白神嘅话。
Chapter 4, verse 6 to 8.
提摩太后书四章六至八节。
Because Paul saying that.The crown of righteousness I will receive.
因为保罗佢讲到我会得着神自己公义嘅冠冕。
Not now.
唔系现在。
At the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
当主耶稣再嚟嘅时候，佢就会得着。
When he received the crown.
当佢领受呢个冠冕嘅时候。
And I tell you one thing.
我话俾你听一样嘢。
He is going to judge this high priest.
他就会来到审判这个大祭司。
And he's going to judge those who say, you dare to insult God's high priest?
他也会来到去审判这一班他站在他旁边的人，你辱骂神的大祭司这一班的人。
Paul himself is also the priest of the gospel. I want you to write right beside high priest. You write down Romans 15:16.
保罗佢亦都系神自己福音嘅大祭司，我想你写低罗马书十五章十六节。
To be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentile with the priestly duty of proclaiming the gospel of God, so that the Gentile might become an offering acceptable to God, sanctified by the Holy Spirit.
罗马书十五章十六节，使我为外邦人作基督耶稣的。服役 作神福音的祭司，叫所献上的外邦人因着圣灵成为圣洁，可蒙悦纳。
Paul himself is also a priest, has a priestly duty.
保罗佢亦都系有一个呢个福音嗰个嘅责任。
At that time, by the time the Acts chapter 23, he has already written the book of Romans already.
当《使徒行传》23章嗰个时期，佢已经写咗《罗马书》啦。
He know that he has a priestly duty。
佢知道佢有呢个嘅呢个祭司嗰个嘅责任。
In the order of Melchizedek。
系喺麦基洗德嗰个嘅秩序上边。
按住麦基洗德嘅等次。
按着麦基洗德的等次。
310 verse 4. He just followed the very pattern of our Lord Jesus Christ.
诗篇十章四节。
110篇第四节。The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind.You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek.
耶和华起了誓，绝不后悔，说你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。
Paul saying that he has the priestly duty, so that he can proclaim the gospel. But you know that Paul is of the tribe of Benjamin. Paul wasn't of the tribe of Levi, so.He received the priestly duty in the order of Melchizedek, just like Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ of the tribe of Judah. Jesus Christ wasn't of the tribe of Levi. According to the Old Testament, only the Levi tribe has the privilege to be the priest. And yet, in the new order, in the order of Melchizedek, Jesus become the great high priest and his follower also become the priest.
保罗佢有呢个祭司嘅职份，保罗佢系属于便雅悯支派，佢唔系属于利未支派嘅，所以按着麦基洗德嘅等次嘅时候，好似主耶稣一样，主耶稣系犹大支派，亦都唔系呢个利未嘅支派，但系因着新约嘅缘故，呢、这个大祭司嘅等次，按着麦基洗德嘅等次嘅时候。主耶稣成为咗呢个嘅大祭司，我哋跟随佢嘅人亦都有呢个大祭司嘅职份。
I want you to write down Psalm 110, 1 and 4. Jesus cried, he heard God the Father saying to him, The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand, for I will make your enemy to be your footstool to your feet. In other words, Jesus Christ will become king,And Jesus Christ will become the great high priest. Now, because Paul followed Jesus and he served Jesus, he go to Jerusalem. It's not because to do his own thing. He go to Jerusalem is to do God's will. So he himself will become king and he himself also is priest. I tell you one thing.And those people who say in verse 6, I'm sorry, chapter 23, verse 4, those who were standing there near Paul said, You dare to insult God's high priest? Don't you know that you dare to insult this king and priest? I tell you one thing, you don't read the Bible, you don't know how to fear God. You read the Bible, and you understand the Bible.Then you will fear God. Okay? A lot of people, they just read the Bible, they just read that verses. Okay? They don't study. They don't know who Paul is.
主耶稣他自己是这个的王，主耶稣是这个的大祭司，所以保罗就是主耶稣的跟随者，他来到服侍神，他去到耶路撒冷，不是因为他自己喜欢去到耶路撒冷，他只是想跟随神的旨意而行。 所以保罗亦都系呢个王，保罗亦都系呢个大祭司。所以大家翻翻转头睇《使徒行传》二十三章第四节，呢啲人讲到同保罗讲：你辱骂神嘅大祭司吗？佢哋其实唔知道保罗佢都系呢个嘅王，佢都系呢个嘅大祭司。所以弟兄姊妹，我哋好多时冇读圣经，我哋唔识得去敬畏神。当我哋去读圣经嘅时候，我哋就会明白圣经。
You strike Paul, and God will strike you.
你打保罗嘅时候，神亦都会打你。
You whitewash wall.
你呢、这个伪君子，你粉色嘅墙。
Superficially, you are a holy man, but in reality, because you say strike Paul, you don't even know who Paul is, and then you strike Paul. He didn't even want to know who Paul is. He thought he knows who Paul is. Okay? It is amazing. Okay?This is really amazing.
表面睇嚟，你以为你系一个敬畏神嘅人，但系当你话打保罗嘅时候，其实即系你都唔知自己做紧乜嘢。
I want to tell you, I want you to write beside whitewash wall, okay? You write the name.
你喺
small letter K, King Saul.
你喺粉色嘅墙侧边，你写低呢个扫罗王。
Do you realize King Saul?Try to kill King David. How many times? Numerous times. Starting from 1 Samuel chapter 15 all the way to 28.
这个扫罗王想杀这个大卫王有几多次呢？好多好多次。我们看到由撒母耳记上15章一路至到28章。
God allowed King Saul to be king for 40 years. God blessed him so much, chose him to be the first king of the Jews. And yet he received all this favor and did not want to serve God. He tried to kill King David. Not one time, not two times, numerous times. Yet King David has two times opportunity to kill him.But King David refused to kill him. You know what happened? In 1 Samuel chapter 28, later on, King Saul was killed by the Philistine. Alright? So he tried to, King Saul tried to struck down King David. King David backed off, didn't do anything.And God killed King Saul. Now, same thing. These people tried to kill Paul. He didn't even know who Paul is. If he knows who Paul is, Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, Paul said, I don't live in myself. Jesus Christ lives in me. You try to kill me?God will kill you. That's why God say, that's why Paul say, God will strike you, you whitewash. That is a warning to him. He didn't know that. I think a lot of Christians, they don't even know that too, okay? Okay? If they know, they won't give any advice to the pastor. They dare not vote. Say, okay, you know what, in Baptist church, a lot of Baptist churchYou have to win at least 60, some 75, some 80% in order to be able to be a pastor. Every 3 years, they're going to raise their hand to vote. Come on, you know, if you read the Bible, who are you to raise your hand to vote? You understand what I'm trying to say? This is so amazing. Okay? This is so amazing.
So, you have...我哋睇到喺嗰個撒母耳記上15章至到28章，神俾咗呢個掃羅王40年作王，佢係猶太人之中第一個王。但係佢冇嚟到去服侍神，同埋佢好多好多次，唔單止一次兩次，佢好多次嚟到想謀殺呢個大衛王。但係大衛王有兩次嘅機會，佢可以嚟到殺死呢個嘅掃羅王，但係大衛王都冇喐手。 所以我哋喺撒母耳记上第二十八章，我哋睇到呢个扫罗王最后系俾呢啲嘅非利士人嚟到杀死咗。神会嚟到去即系喐手嚟到去杀呢个嘅扫罗王。同样我哋喺呢个嘅使徒行传，我哋亦都睇到所以呢啲嘅人，佢话你敢辱骂神嘅大祭司吗？佢哋所以呢度讲到你打保罗嘅时候，神都要打你。呢个系俾我哋睇到呢个嘅嘅嚟到警戒我哋，让我哋知道。所以我哋好多时见到好多嘅教会，佢哋好似呢啲嘅浸信会，佢哋要弟兄姊妹嚟到投票，或者需要60%、70%或者80%嚟到睇下，每三年咧嚟到去投票嚟到选呢啲嘅牧师，但系佢哋唔知道佢哋有咩权嚟到去选呢啲嘅牧师咧。
That's why the pastor say things that they like to hear, right? You try to destroy him, he destroy your life. You don't even know.You go to the church for so many years, and yet you still don't understand the Bible. One of these days, when Jesus sees you, say, I don't know you. Or you don't know me. You don't even know God's word. I'll give you another illustration. Do you remember in the time of Moses? Moses said, they tried to stone Moses when Moses preached to them 10 times. They tried to stone Moses. You know what happened to those?600,000 people, they all struck dead in the wilderness. They can't go to the promised land. Hey, brother and sister, listen to me very carefully. If the pastor preaching God's word to you, you back off. You save your life. You go home and study. Check him out. You don't say anything. You go home and do your homework first before you say it. You understand what I'm trying to say?People don't understand God's word. They're very bold. They thought they're very brave. The high priest, when they hear Paul saying that, the high priest know that he's wrong. The high priest dare not say anything. Yet those people who follow them say stupid things. How dare you insult the high priest? You know, understand what I'm trying to say? 有很多走狗啊，我告诉你。They don't even know what they're talking about. And yet they say things. You know what I mean? And you know what? Luke didn't say anything. He let you to see whether who's right, who's wrong. If you belong to Jesus, you recognize Jesus' voice. If you are his sheep, you can distinguish what is right, what is wrong. If you cannot distinguish what is right, what is wrong, that means you are not his sheep.Am I right? My sheep recognize my voice. My sheep know who is the true shepherd, who is the false shepherd.
So, 很多时现今的牧师呢，因为要这些会众来到去投票，很多牧师只是讲你们喜欢听的东西。好似以前摩西嘅時代，摩西嘅時代，佢向呢啲嘅人嚟到去傳福音，佢向佢哋傳福音，呢啲人咧反而想用石頭嚟到打死佢。結果係點樣啊？結果就係有60万嘅人，佢哋被神嚟到去擊打，以致佢哋要留喺曠野嗰度，佢哋入唔到呢個嘅應許地。所以弟兄姊妹们，如果牧师同你哋讲嘅嘢係唔啱听嘅时候，你哋就返去查考一下，就因为牧师佢讲嘅道就係要救你嘅生命。你哋返去查考一下，睇下明唔明。如果有好多人佢哋唔明白圣经，佢哋反而呢即係觉得自己好勇敢，好坚强。好似呢个23章咁样，呢、这个大祭司保罗同佢哋讲嘢嘅时候，呢、这个大祭司都冇出声，反而佢侧边嘅呢啲嘅愚昧嘅跟随者咧就话：你辱骂神嘅大祭司吗？咁样，所以我哋都睇到呢、这个路加医生，佢只系记载咗其中所发生嘅事情，路加福音都冇喺当中嚟到去特别嘅解释。弟兄姊妹们，我哋自己知道边个做嘅嘢系啱，边个做嘅嘢系唔啱。如果我哋系主耶稣嘅羊嘅时候，我哋认得佢嘅声音。主耶稣话： 我哋系佢嘅羊，就认得佢嘅声音。我哋亦都知道边个系我哋嘅真大牧者，或者系假嘅牧者。
You write down right beside Acts chapter 23 verse 3. God will strike you, you whitewash. You sit there to judge me according to the law, and yet you yourself violate the law by the command, by commanding that I be struck. I want you to write down verse 11, 23, 11. I want you to write down chapter 22, verse 14 to 15.
在这个二十三章第三节这个经文那里，你写低二十三章十一节同埋二十二章十四至十五节。
Go to verse 11.
睇下第十一节。
The following night that the Lord stood near Paul and said, Take courage, as you have testified about me in Jerusalem. I want you to circle the word, testify about Jesus in Jerusalem. In other words, Jesus is God. In fact, God Jesus will strike this high priest unless this high priest repents. Because what Paul said is what Jesus wanted him to say. Because Jesus said, take courage, as you have testified about me in Jerusalem. What Paul is saying now is what Jesus wants him to say. I also want you to write it down. Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21.
在这个十一节那里，我们看看这里，他说当夜主站在保罗旁边说，放心吧，英文呢，即是叫他呢，坚强壮胆，你怎样在耶路撒冷为我，这个我字呢，就是耶稣，为耶稣作见证，就是为主作见证。同埋呢，弟兄姊妹，我想你写低路加福音二十一章。
Verse 12 all the way to 14. Let me read that to you.But before all this, they will lay hand on you and persecute you. They will deliver you to synagogue and prison. And you will be brought before king and governor. And all on account of my name. This will result your being witness to them. Of course, witness to them is for Jesus.Verse 14, but make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourself. Whatever Paul say is not his own word. Verse 15, for I will give you word. I will give you wisdom. None of your adversary will be able to resist or contradict.
十二至到十五节，路加福音。但这一切的事已先，人要下手拿住你们，逼迫你们，把你们交给会堂，并且收在监里，又为我的名拉你们到君王诸侯面前。但这些事终必为你们的见证。所以这个呢，讲到见证呢，就是为耶稣作见证。所以你们当立定心意，不要预先思想怎样分数，因为我必赐你们口才，智慧是你们一切敌人所敌不住、搏不倒的。这里讲到呢，如果保罗要讲的嘢，就是神给他自己话语来到为他来到作见证。
I also want you to write down Roman chapter 2, verse 17.
罗马书二章十七节。
Brother and sister, I would like to tell you clearly, okay? In the future, when we see Jesus Christ, we all whether you are a preacher, you are a high priest, or you are just a Christian, we all will be judged according to God's word. Everybody say? So we're not going to be judged by favoritism. Okay? We're not going to be judged by partiality. 没偏心的, okay? We all will be judged by God's word. Whatever God says, He will judge us according to His word. Okay? Now, take a look. Chapter 2, verse 14. Now you, if you call yourself a Jew, now this guy called himself a high priest. If you rely on the law and brag about your relationship to God, if you know His will and approve of what is superior because you are instructed by the law, and if you are convinced that you are a guide for the blind, a light for those who are in the dark, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of infants, because you have in the law the embodiments of knowledge and truth, you then who teach others. Do you teach others? I repeat that again, verse 21. You then who teach others, do you not teach yourself? You also preach against stealing. Do you steal? You who say that people should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idol, do you rob temple? You who brag about the law, do you dishonor the law by breaking the law? As it is written, God's name is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. So in other words, when the Greek high priest ordered those people who stand near Paul, strike his face, he's blasphemed God. He blasphemed God. You understand what I'm trying to say? But they don't recognize God's word. You know, fortunately, Paul written the book of Romans already before Acts 23. So his word defend himself. You understand what I'm trying to say? He didn't say, don't you know who I am? Hey, Romans chapter 2, if John M. know that. Romans chapter 15, if John M. know that. Paul knows what he's talking about. Am I right? He wrote the book, man. He know that he's a priest. God priest. To proclaim the gospel, to save people's life. He knows that you use the law to judge me, and yet you break the law? No, that's not right. You know, if the Supreme Court judge you, and then he break the law? No, all these judgments go down the drain. We'll be straight out. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That's why Jesus say, the son of this world is wiser than the son of the kingdom of God. Because they don't read it. The commander knows Roman law. He back off. He turn around, he repent. He don't touch him. Don't flog him. Don't put him in chain, right? Leave him alone and listen to him. But he still have to find out what's wrong with him, you know, because so many people accuse him, right? He want to know what's wrong with Paul, right? I think this is the right thing to do. You know what? The commander, he's a good and faithful one. Am I right? But the high priest, he's a whitewashed wall. Am I right? Is this a whitewashed wall?
在这个罗马书2章17节那里, 你称为犹太人又倚靠律法，这里就是讲到这些的大祭司了。 且指着神夸口，既从律法中受了教训，就晓得神的旨意，也能分别是非。又深信自己是给瞎子领路的，是黑暗中人的光，是蠢笨人的师傅，是小孩子的先生。在律法上有知识和真理的模范，你既是教导别人，还不教导自己吗？你讲说人不可偷窃，自己还偷窃吗？你说人不可奸淫，自己还奸淫吗？你厌恶偶像，自己还偷窃庙中之物吗？你指着律法夸口，自己倒犯律法，玷辱神吗？神的名在外邦人中，因你们受了亵渎，正如经上所记的。所以当保罗发生 使徒行传二十三章嘅时候，佢已经写咗罗马书。佢写咗罗马书嘅时候，如果牧师认识罗马书嘅时候，保罗更加认识罗马书，因为罗马书系佢自己写嘅。所以当保罗知道呢啲嘅大祭司用呢啲律法嚟到嘅审判佢，但系佢哋自己反而违背咗呢啲律法，所以呢啲人就叫做粉色嘅墙，即系咧伪君子。
So what is the reason why the high priest want to strike the mouth of Paul? Because Paul said this in verse 1. My brother, I have fulfilled my duty to God. I have fulfilled my duty to God in all good conscience to this day. And let me explain these Bible verses to you, okay?
点解呢啲嘅大祭司佢要嚟到侧边站住嘅人嚟打保罗嘅嘴咧？因为翻去第一节，因为讲保罗讲咗呢啲嘢。保罗讲咩啊？佢话弟兄们，我在神面前行事为人都是凭着良心，直到今日。
I have fulfilled my duty to God. What does it mean? It means I know God's will.And I'm now doing God's will. I want you to write it down 22:14-15.
佢话我在神面前行事为人，呢个系咩意思啊？即系咧，保罗嘅意思即系话佢一路以来都系跟随神嘅旨意。弟兄姊妹们，你哋写低22:14-15。
I have fulfilled my duty to God.That means in 14, Ananias said to Paul, Ananias is not the Ananias high priest. Ananias is Ananias, the devoted Ananias in chapter 9, Ananias. Same name, okay? Don't mix it up, okay? There's one preacher. He preached in the New York church that I established. And the one now, when I'm not in the New York, that brother, he preached every Sunday. He said to me, there's one preacher, he come to the church and say, you know, you guy, You got to give money to the Church of God. If you don't give money to the Church of God, if you don't serve God, you will be just like Nazareth. The Nazareth is the one who sit every time when the rich man have a dinner, have a lunch or whatever the food drop to the floor, and Nazareth pick it up.He said, that Nazareth, you know who is that Nazareth? He said, that Nazareth is the brother of Mary and Martha. You know that guy? He didn't even read the Bible, same name, and he said he's the same person. A lot of people are just like that. This is a joke. You understand? This is a joke. This Ananias, chapter 22, verse 14.Is the Ananias in Ananias chapter 9. It's not the Ananias, the high priest in 23. Don't just use the name and you don't even study and then you say thing, man. I tell you one thing, if you're a foolish man, the moment you open your mouth, people know that you're foolish. Don't do that. You're not sure, don't say it.
在这个二十二章，
你叫人奉献冇问题啊！你咁样讲话唔奉献变咗乞衣啊？点解佢唔奉献？因为耶稣嚟佢屋企，佢都时都唔喺屋企，然后话里面，所以你做咗穷人。你乱急嘢，你未讲，你可以讲，你唔好讲呢个名啦。你唔好咁样讲啦，你咁讲名，你 destroy 咗你成个 sermon 啦。All kind of people 啊，我话俾你听，你自己唔去 study Bible 啊，即系你都唔知佢讲啲嘢系讲真系作讲假。讲到好似系真一样 ，This is sickening. This is really sick. The high priest is like that. They read the Bible, they don't know who Jesus is. They read the Bible, they don't know who Paul is. Isn't it sickening?
在这个使徒行传二十二章十四节，牧师会同我哋讲嘅。但系呢个亚拿尼亚，呢、这个亚拿尼亚咧，同呢个大祭司亚拿尼亚系同一个名。但系呢个亚拿尼亚，但系就系使徒行传第九章嘅牧师有一个见证，就系佢话佢去到纽约呢个教会，纽约嘅教会就系牧师佢自己建立嘅。当牧师而家唔喺纽约嘅时候，呢、这个弟兄就嚟到去讲到，咁佢就讲俾牧师听，佢哋以前曾经请咗有一个嘅牧者嚟到纽约嘅教会讲到，佢话佢哋讲到呢个嘅拉撒路就系呢个嘅穷人拉撒路，咁咧佢就讲到呢个拉撒路咧就系玛利同埋系马大同埋玛利亚嘅细佬呢个拉撒路，所以牧师就话呢度其实系两个人同一个名，但系系两个唔同嘅人，同一样事情就系呢个亚拿尼亚嘅大祭司同第九章嘅亚拿尼亚咧系唔同嘅人。
好多人讲到系胡思乱想啦，都唔系按照圣经讲，佢自己讲佢自己要讲嘅嘢，以为哇 I get a good illustration。Okay, let's go back. Acts chapter 22, verse 14. Ananias said to Paul, "The God of our father has chosen you." Paul, God has chosen you. Why would God chosen you? One reason, to know his will. Second reason, to see the righteous one. Third reason, to hear word from his mouth. Fourth reason, now you get these three blessings, to know his will, to see the righteous one. A lot of people see Jesus not the righteous one. They see Jesus the wicked one. Why? Because if he's the righteous one, he should supposed to observe the Sabbath. He shouldn't heal the sick on the Sabbath. Jesus says the best time to heal people is on the Sabbath, because they come to the synagogue, right? People understand some little bit of the Bible and don't understand the rest of the Bible, and using that portion of the Bible to judge the other people on another portion of the Bible. You understand what I mean? They follow the very pattern of Satan, using Psalm 91 to judge Jesus.
Don't do that. Ananias 就对保罗话，佢话我们嘅祖宗神拣选了你。第一样嘢就系拣选咗保罗，第二样就系叫保罗明白神嘅旨意，第三样嘢就系得见那异者，异者就系耶稣基督，从听他口中所出嘅声音，同埋第四样就系有咗以上三样嘅时候，就第四样，因为你要将所看见的、所听见的对着万人为他作见证。
When Paul say that God will strike you, this is what Paul see, and this is what Paul hear. You understand?
当保罗话
he know that he see God gonna strike you. You don't ever strike people. Do you know why? Listen to me carefully. Do you know why? In the second time around, when David has the opportunity to strike that King Saul. And he refused to do it because he let God do it. He let God do it. God will do it. He knows that God will do it. Either God allow him to die in the battle or God can strike him to death. I don't need to help God in that. Because King Saul, even though he's a wicked king, yet he was the anointed. He's the Messiah. Small letter M. He's anointed by God through Samuel, right? He's anointed. You don't touch the anointed. How, I don't care how wicked he is. Who are you? You back off. You understand? Follow David. Back off. Let God do his work.
所以呢度都好好笑，所以保罗佢讲到话神要打你，神就知道，所以我哋睇返去扫罗王同埋大卫王嗰时，当第二次呢个大卫王有机会杀扫罗王嘅时候，佢都冇落手。点解佢冇落手呢？因为佢想神自己嚟到去做神自己要做嘅嘢。所以呢个虽然呢个咁坏嘅扫罗王， 但是佢都大卫王知道佢都是一个受膏者，所以佢如果是受膏者的时候，大卫佢不想自己亲手来到杀害佢。
I want you to turn to 1 Samuel chapter 26.
撒母耳记上第26节
Verse 9 all the way to 11. But David said to Abishai, Don't destroy Saul. Who can lay a hand on the Lord anointed and be guiltless?That is God's word. As surely as the Lord lives, he said, the Lord himself will strike him. I want you to circle the word strike him, okay? The Lord himself will strike him. Neither his time will come and he will die. Or he will go into battle and perish. But the Lord forbid that I should lay a hand on the Lord's anointed.Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You back off. If we read the scripture and understand God's word, we won't say things that we have already said. We won't do things that we have already done. Now, if you hear God's word through the Holy Spirit, now is the time to confess your sins while you are listening to the sermon. Okay?You confess your sins, God is righteous, and God is faithful. He will forgive all your sins and cleanse all your unrighteousness.
在撒母耳记上第26章9节那里开始，大卫对亚比斯说，不可害死他，有谁伸手害耶和华的受膏者而无罪呢？大卫又说：我指着永生的耶和华起誓，他或被耶和华击打，或是死期到了，或是出战阵亡，我在耶和华面前万不敢伸手害耶和华的受膏者。所以弟兄姊妹，如果我哋知道呢啲事情嘅时候，我哋就唔会讲我哋已经讲嘅嘢，做我哋已经做嘅嘢。所以藉着圣灵，弟兄姊妹应该去认我哋嘅罪。神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪。
Act 23 verse 1, Paul said, My brother, I have fulfilled my duty to God. That means now I know God's will. I see the righteous one. I hear words from his mouth. And I am now his witness to you. Witness to you of what I have seen and what I have heard.If Paul is doing his duty by faith, I want you to write it down right beside 23, verse 1. You write down right beside the Chinese Bible, 行事为人个旁边。You write down 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. And Paul saying that we live not by sight, we live.By faith. What does it mean by we live by faith? NASB interpret like this. We walk by faith. How you walk is how you live. You either we walk by faith or we live by faith. 中文翻译为行事为人。We walk by faith. By faith, what we mean? I go to Jerusalem because Jesus wants me to go to Jerusalem.For his witness, because I'm the one who knows his will. Or are there people tell me, oh, don't go. They don't know God's will. Fortunately, they don't forsake Paul. They just follow Paul and see what is going on. And Dr. Luke, even he's one of the companions and ask Paul, say, don't go to Jerusalem. And yet he still follow Paul. And then he record all this. And then in verse 11, wow, Jesus appeared to him.Did Jesus appear to you? Did Jesus talk to you? Did the God of your father chosen you to let you know his will or to let Paul know his will? Who knows
Who knows God better? You or Paul? You understand what I mean? Get it clear out of your mind first, okay? Don't live by sight. Oh, thinking, oh, if I go to Jerusalem again, I had to suffer. No. I want you to write down right beside 5:7. You write down. Paul know that go to Jerusalem, he will suffer persecution. But he also know 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12 and 13. Chapter 2, verse 12, the Lord will deliver me out of all this trouble. 13, anyone, whoever want to live a holy life, want to live a godly life, will be persecuted. What do you mean by live a holy life, live a godly life? Live a holy life means we live by faith, we walk by faith, fulfill the duty of God to you. Whatever God wants you to do, you do it. That means you live a holy life. Whatever God want you to say, you say it. That means you walk by faith, right? Not by sight. You know, if it's by sight, you shouldn't say things like that. Say things pleasing them. They're happy, then we go, right? And don't get beat up, right? Right? No, he didn't live by sight. He lived by faith. Anyone who lives by sight sins against God. He's not fulfilling his duty. Anyone who lives by faith, walk by faith, is the one who lives a holy life. And they will be persecuted. And yet, 2:13 will be persecuted. 2:12, 2 Timothy, will be rescued by God. Do I see God rescue him? Take heart, man. Don't worry. How you witness for me in Jerusalem, done a good job, and I'm going to use you to witness for me in Rome. Does it make sense? Is it good? Did Jesus Christ rebuild him? I told you, two other companions, not to go, why you go? Now you suffer. Did Jesus say a thing like that? No. He said that you've done a good job. Keep on doing it. I keep on using you because you're a noble instrument. You understand? You know, you put all these Bible verses together, then you start to understand God's word. Then your mind change. Don't get stuck, okay? You understand? Don't get stuck.
So in here, we see that even Luke医生也是保罗一个跟随者. So
I make a mistake. It's not two, it's three. Chapter 2 Timothy, chapter 3. And how come you people don't say that?
所以很多的跟随者, 好像路加福音, 他见到时势不对的时候, 但他都仍然跟着保罗, 他因为, 神只是跟保罗说, 你怎样在耶路撒冷为我作见证, 也必怎样在罗马为我作见证。 很多人都给保罗意见, 叫他不要去耶路撒冷那里, 但是他们有没有遇见过神呢? 神有没有跟他们说话呢? 当然没有, 但是保罗, 他神面对面地跟保罗说话, 所以保罗他跟随神的旨意行, 所以在哥林多前书, 哥林多后书 5:7, 他说, 因我们行事为人是凭着信心, 不是凭着眼见, 所以如果我们很多时, 凭着眼见的时候, 那我们好像保罗的情况, 他就应该说话小心一点, 大家happy 的时候, 他又不需要被人打, 但是保罗他不是, 他不是凭着这个眼见, 他是凭着信心, 所以也在, 提摩太后书 3:12-13, 他说, 不但如此, 凡立志在基督耶稣里, 敬虔度日的, 也都要受逼迫, 所以保罗知道, 他按着神的旨意去行的时候, 他就会受到这些的逼迫.
Now I continue to explain chapter 23, verse 1 to you. Paul saying, my brother, I have fulfilled my duty to God. What I'm doing is God want me to do because he has chosen me to know his will. He has chosen me to see the righteous one. A lot of people see Jesus as the wicked one, but I see Jesus as the righteous one. A lot of people ignore his word, but I hide his word within my heart because I hear word from his mouth. Now, when I get this kind of blessing to be chosen, to know his will, to see him, and to hear his word,
Now he wants me to be his witness to all men of what I have seen and what I have heard.
In all good conscience. What do you mean by in all good conscience? 对得着良心. I want you to go back to 5:7, 2 Corinthians. When you live by faith, not by sight, 你就对得着良心. When you live by sight, not by faith, not according to God's word, 你对不着良心. Pastor John, why are you saying what you're saying? I say what I'm saying because of Paul's explanation. In Romans chapter 2, Paul said, God's word is hidden in your heart. 它是放在你的 conscience 里面. God's word is in your conscience. 你对得着良心, 你就对得着神. 你对不得着良心, 你对不得着神. Does it make sense? It makes sense. Because 你的良心, 你可以埋没良心. You can share your conscience. Okay? Your conscience is God's word here. God put his word in your conscience. If you do it according to your conscience, that means you live by what? By faith. 对不住良心, you live by yourself. You ignore God's word. Where does it say? I prove it to you. Romans chapter 2. When he said that, he shouldn't be struck. Okay? Why struck his faith, right? He should say, okay, while you say that you fulfill God's duty in good conscience, okay, I'm going to listen to you. That's the right thing to do, right? Struck him. That means I don't need to listen to you. I know that you are wicked, right? They are the one who is wicked. It's amazing, you know. This is real world, right?
Turn to Romans chapter 2. Now, Ada, you interpret.
好像这里回到23章第一节, 保罗说, 我在神面前行事为人都是凭着良心, 所以为什么他可以这样说呢? 因为保罗他见到那义者耶稣基督, 很多人认为耶稣基督, 他不是那个义者, 是那个恶者, 因为我们很多时没有将神的话, 我们听了的时候, 没有将神的话来藏在心里面, 现在保罗他见到, 他听到, 他现在的下一个任务, 就是为神来作见证, 回头, 哥林多后书5章7节, 我们行事不是, 不是凭着眼见, 而是凭着信心. 为什么保罗他可以讲到, 他行事为人, 都是凭着良心呢? 因为他是行神的旨意.
Paul say, we live by faith, not by sight. That means, whatever I say, whatever I do, I say God's word. I do according to his will, according to his word. Why? Because God put his word within my heart, according to Romans chapter 2, verse 15. Paul has God's word within his heart. Paul has God's word within his conscience. He lives according to his conscience. That means he lives according to God's word. That means he lives by faith. Does it make sense? He shouldn't be struck. We should pay attention to listen to his word.
保罗他所讲所做的，他所讲的就是神的话语，他所做的就是神的旨意。 因为神已经将他的话语摆在保罗的心里面。 罗马书2章15节那里我们看一下。
Paul saying, what I'm writing is the Lord's command. If what Paul is writing is the Lord's command, that means Paul is not the only apostle. Luke is also the apostle. Whatever apostle Luke write is also the Lord's command. Am I right? When Paul say you are whitewashed, you are whitewashed. When Paul say God will strike you, that means God will strike you. When King David so filled with the Holy Spirit say to his companion, don't lay any hand,
either by your own will or on my behalf. I don't need you to help me to do that. Leave Paul alone. He's the God. He's the God anointed one. God will strike him. He didn't need you to strike him. You're not qualified to strike him. You understand? This kind of word, you got to remember that. When you remember that, then a lot of God's word you can understand. You don't remember God's word, your interpretation is wrong because of your own flesh, not by faith. By faith, we mean by the word of God. By your own wicked mind, okay? Don't interpret scripture like that.
神的个命令，保罗他跟随神的命令，同一样，路加医生他亦都是跟随神的命令。
不是他跟从神的命令，他说我所写的就是神的命令。你打开哥林多前书第14章37至38节，有人不知道是神的命令啊。保罗说你不知道啊，你不知道就让神 ignore 你，神认识你啊，神认识你啊。You're in deep trouble, you will go to hell.Right? 要认识的，认识他的 writing, 不是人的意见。Oh, this is not Jesus' writing, it's not in red. No, this is Jesus' writing. This is God's word. Anybody think he's a prophet or he's a spiritually gifted, let this person acknowledge that what I'm writing to you is the Lord's command. If he ignore it, he himself will be ignored.
若有人以为自己是先知或是属灵的，就该知道我所写给你们的是主的命令。若有不知道的，就由他不知道吧。
Okay, let's go back.
When a preacher say that, my brother, I have fulfilled my duty to God in all good conscience to this day, that means we have to pay attention.To what he has to say to us. What he has to say to us is what God has to say to us to this day. And yet they refuse to listen. Okay?
保罗讲到，弟兄们，我在神面前行事为人都是凭着良心，直到今日。如果保罗可以咁样讲嘅时候，就系神咁样讲。所以如果保罗讲得出嘅时候，我哋应该要留心睇下佢究竟讲乜嘢。
Verse 4, those who were standing near Paul said, you dare to insult God's high priest? Because in his sight, he thinks that the high priest is higher than Paul. But in God's sight, who is higher? Who is higher? Paul. He's in deep trouble. Right? Okay?
第四节，站在旁边的人说，你辱骂神的大祭司吗？当他们这样问的时候，他们就其实已经想着这个大祭司是高过保罗的了。
But Paul replied, brother, I did not realize that he was the high priest. Because if he was the high priest, he's supposed to know the law, he's supposed to abide by the law. But he didn't abide by the law. Okay? And then, for it is written, do not speak evil about the ruler of your people.
第五节，保罗说，弟兄们，我不晓得他是大祭司。保罗这样讲的时候，即是他不认他是大祭司，因为如果你真是大祭司的时候，你应该知道这些律法。经上记着说，不可毁谤你百姓的官长。
What's the reason why Paul saying that? If you do that, the ruler has the power to beat you up, okay? So is it the right thing?Not to speak evil about the ruler of your people.
呢度点解保罗会咁样讲咧？佢点解讲话不可毁谤你百姓的官长咧？因为保罗知道，如果你咁样做嘅时候，佢系有权打你嘅。
Why would he, Paul saying that you whitewash? Because he treat him as a brother. He want to save his soul. If he turn around, he will be saved. If he not turning around, he will be struck dead.
保罗又点解会叫佢哋理粉色嘅墙呢？因为保罗知道，如果咁样讲嘅时候，佢哋悔改嘅时候，佢哋就能够得救。
I want you to write it down. King Saul persecuted King David. If you persecute that person, you will not listen to what David has written, like the Book of Psalm, right? You know what? Verse 5.
First Samuel chapter 28. First Samuel chapter 28. King Saul prayed to God, and God refused to answer his prayer. If God refused to answer your prayer, how can you make God answer your prayer? You turn around and repent, because God only hears the prayer of a righteous man. King Saul thinks, well, you don't listen to my prayer? No problem. I consult the spiritist. You don't speak to me? I speak to the evil spirit. Right? He didn't know how to confess his sin because he persecuted David. If he read Psalm chapter 32, verse 5, if he confess his sin, acknowledge that he's wrong, I know why you don't listen to my prayer, because you tell me not to persecute King David. I keep on persecuting him. Now I know I'm wrong. Right? If he confess it, he will be delivered. He didn't confess it. He keep on doing his own way. I consult God, and God, you don't hear my prayer? I consult the evil spirit. And that's why he died. A person dies not because of his sin. A person dies because he refused to repent. You understand? Just right before you pass away, if you confess your sin, just like the rebel, one on the left side, one on the right side, and Jesus was crucified, one of them repent. And Jesus said, truly, truly, I say to you, tonight you'll be in paradise with me. You understand?
在撒母耳记上28章，这个的扫罗王他都有为向神来到去祷告，但是神没有应允他的祷告。他就觉得，神你没有应允我的祷告的时候，他就去来到交鬼。神没有听他的祷告的时候，他就去交鬼。他应该就是要来到去悔改认罪，成为义人的时候，因为圣经说神是听义人的祷告，但是他没有来到去悔改回转。所以弟兄姊妹们，好像主耶稣在钉十字架的时候，左边有一个罪人，右边有一个罪人，只是有一个他向神来到认罪。神主耶稣就跟他说，今天你在乐园里面与我同在。
Chapter 23, verse 6. Then Paul, knowing that some of them were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, calling out in the Sanhedrin, my brother, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. I stand on trial because of my hope in the resurrection of the Lord. You know who gave him this word? Jesus gave him this word. Jesus gave him the wisdom. You know what? By saying this, he was set free.
在第六节，保罗看出大众一半是撒都该人，一半是法利赛人，就在公会中大声说，弟兄们，我是法利赛人，也是法利赛人的子孙，我现在受审问，是为盼望死人复活。所以保罗能够讲得出这些说话，谁个比智慧聪明他？是主耶稣比智慧聪明他讲这些说话。
You write down Luke 21:15. Jesus Christ gave him this word and this wisdom. Okay?
写低路加福音21:15，主耶稣俾佢呢个嘅智慧聪明讲呢啲嘅说话。
At the right time, say the right thing.
喺适当嘅时候就讲适当嘅说话。
When he said this, a dispute broke out. I want you to think it through. God, Jesus Christ is so wise. He know what to say, what not to say. If Jesus Christ don't want to die, can he say something that to deliver himself? He can.But he refused. Because God knows that Paul is not supposed to die at this moment. Because God continues to use him. He hasn't finished writing 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. He needs to write that, right? He hasn't written Titus. He hasn't written
Philemon, right? He still work to do. And he still have to go to Rome to witness to the king over there, right? So that's why God gave him wisdom, so that he can be freely delivered. Am I right?
所以我们知道在这段时间是主耶稣给他的智慧、聪明来讲这些说话。 为什么呢? 但是因为保罗他讲这些说话, 但是神未叫他在这个时候来到去死。 因为为什么? 因为保罗他还未写提摩太前后书, 他还未写提多书, 他还未写腓利门书。 所以在神的计划当中, 这个保罗他仍然有很多的事要做。 神也跟他讲, 你在耶路撒冷作见证, 也要他在罗马来继续为他作见证。 所以保罗的工作还未完成。
Paul stand on trial because of his hope in the resurrection of the dead. This is not the New Testament teaching. This is the Old Testament teaching. They honor the person called Daniel. You know who honored Daniel? In Ezekiel chapter 14:14. Ezekiel the prophet is a holy prophet. He say, Job, Noah, and Daniel are righteous men. Hey, Job is already passed away. You say that he's a righteous man, I can understand. Noah passed away at the time Ezekiel, the prophet, write the book of Ezekiel. But Ezekiel saying that in his own time, Daniel is still living, and he is still living. And he say Daniel is a righteous man. That means Daniel is truly a righteous man. Am I right? You won't say the people he's a righteous before he died, right? Because what if he did something wrong? He is indeed a righteous man. That means everybody respect him, honor him, right? And if he's honorable man, take a look at what he say in the last book, Daniel chapter 12, last chapter, chapter 12, verse 1, all the way to verse 2. At the time, Michael, the great prince who protect your people, will arise. There will be a time of distress such as has not happened from the beginning of nation until then. But at that time, your people, everyone whose name is found written in the book, will be delivered. Verse 2. Multitude who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake. Will awake mean will be resurrection. Resurrection from the dead. This is not a New Testament teaching. Resurrection from the dead is the Old Testament teaching. Some resurrected to everlasting life, and some resurrected to shame and everlasting contempt. You remember the holy prophet Elisha also caused people to rise from the dead. Am I right? So resurrection from the dead is not a New Testament teaching. Resurrection from the dead is the Old Testament teaching from the holy prophet. Holy prophet Daniel, holy prophet Elijah, Elisha. So, you know what? Among the ruler, there are two groups. One is Sadducees. Sadducees doesn't know the Bible. They don't believe in resurrection from the dead. They don't believe there's angel. They don't believe there's evil spirit. But Pharisee, they believe in resurrection from the dead. They believe in angel. They believe in evil spirit. They know there's evil spirit. You understand what I'm trying to say? Some are leaders. They don't know God's word, and yet they become a leader. Right? Make sure you are not one of them. Okay?
所以在这里我们看到讲到这个死人复活的事不是只是新约的教训，亦都是旧约的教训。我们藉着我们以前的先知，好像有但以理、有以利亚、有以利沙，他们都讲到从死里复活的事。好像在这一班的会众当中有撒都该人，撒都该人他是不信有死人复活的事。 他亦都不信有这些鬼魂、天使的事，但是法利赛人两样都信。 牧师亦都讲到但以理书十二章一至到二节嗰度同我哋读咗出嚟。
In verse 7, when he said this, a dispute broke out between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the assembly were divided. You know what? Every time, listen to me, we're divided, circle the word divided. Every time when you hear God's word, they will be divided. Every time when Jesus uttered God's word, when he said God's word, there's divided. This word, were divided, appear in the Gospel of John numerous times. Every time when Jesus says something, they were divided. You know what? You say thing from the human point of view, you won't be divided. You know what I mean by divided? The one who believes in God's word, stand on the right side. The one who don't believe, those who do not believe in God's word, stand on the left side. Okay?
第七节说了这话，法利赛人和撒都该人就争论起来，会众分为两党。你们就圈住两党，当有神的话语的时候就分左右了。哪个听神话语的时候就在右边，哪个不听神的话语的时候就在左边。所以我们在约翰福音看到很多很多次，当主耶稣一讲到神的话语的时候，当中就会有分党的事情发生。
Same as starting in chapter 6, when Jesus say, you can eat my flesh, you can drink my blood, it was divided. Some, they love to follow Moses, they thought, oh, I cannot drink your blood, that means I kill you, I cannot kill you, you know, stuff like that. They forsake Jesus. And those followers of Jesus, they remain to follow Jesus. Always divided, okay?
所以很多时我们一讲到有些人一讲到肉体的东西，有些人就说我跟随摩西的，哦，主耶稣，我不会吃你的肉，我不会喝你的血，所以他们就觉得我不能够羞辱神的时候，但是哪个跟随主耶稣的时候，他就听从主耶稣的说话。
OK, go back. Verse 8, the Sadducees said, there's no resurrection and they are neither angel nor spirit, but the Pharisee acknowledged them all. Acknowledged them all. The Chinese saying 什么？佢话
两样都有，
唔系两样，三样。
三样。
OK。
第八节，因为撒都该人说没有复活，也没有天使和鬼魂；法利赛人说两样都有。中文话两样都有，应该唔系两样，系三样。
Okay, now, verse 9, there was a great uproar, and some of the teachers of the law who were Pharisees stood up and argued vigorously. We find nothing wrong with this man Paul, they said. What if a spirit or an angel had spoken to him? The dispute became so violent that the commander was afraid Paul would be torn to pieces by them. The commander ordered the troops to go down and take Paul away from them by force and bring Paul back into the barracks.
第九节，于是大大地喧嚷起来，有几个法利赛党的文士站起来争辩说，我们看不出这人有什么恶处，倘若有鬼魂或是天使对他说过话，怎么样呢？那时大起争吵，千夫长恐怕保罗被他们扯碎了，就吩咐兵丁下去，把他从众人当中抢出来，带进营留去。
You know why the party of Pharisee stood up and fight for Paul? Do you know why? Because Paul say, I'm a Pharisee, I'm a son of Pharisee. He's defending himself.God gave him the wisdom to say this. You understand? So that he was freely set free now. Okay? Do we see Jesus deliver him? Do we see that? Verse 11. The following night, the Lord Jesus stood near Paul and said, take courage. Don't be afraid. As you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome.
第十一节，当夜主站在保罗旁边说：放心吧，你怎样在耶路撒冷为我作见证，也必怎样在罗马为我作见证。
And verse 12, the next morning, the Jews form a conspiracy and bound themselves with an oath not to eat and or drink until they have killed Paul. More than 40 men were involved in this plot, and they went to the chief priests and elders and said, we have taken a solemn oath not to eat anything until we have killed Paul. Now then, you and the Sanhedrin petition the commander to bring him before you on the pretext of wanting more accurate information about his case. We are ready to kill him before he get here. If the chief priest, if the Sanhedrin are righteous people, you don't judge people. You don't condemn people to death before you judge him. Before you find out whether he is against the law of the Jews, right? Or against the law of God. And when they make up their mind, 40 people, 40 of them, more than 40 people, right? Now I want to stop here. 40 people say, I want to kill him. But one person say, the Son of God, Son of Man, David, say, he will go to Rome. Who should you believe? You understand what I mean? So by sight, 40 people will kill him. By faith, one people will deliver him. But that people is the righteous one. Every word that utter from his mouth is faithful. He is faithful. Although we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. Right?
在第十二节一路落去，所以呢度我哋睇到呢啲嘅大祭司同埋呢啲嘅会众，呢啲公会嘅人，佢哋已经想谋害保罗。如果大家弟兄姊妹睇到呢度，有如果我哋凭住眼见嘅时候，有四十几个人想杀保罗，但系我哋记得主耶稣呢个义者，佢曾经对保罗说过：你要去罗马继续为我作见证。所以弟兄姊妹睇到呢阵时，你会信边个啊？你会信呢四十几个人系保罗会被杀啦，定系神？主耶稣基督这个义者会来到在当中来到去释放他，拯救他。我们纵然是不信，但是耶稣基督是可信的，他不能背负自己。
Verse 11, the following night. Verse 12, the next morning. In other words, Jesus Christ appeared to Paul and tell Paul not to be discouraged. You won't die.And then next morning, people want to kill him. And Jesus Christ afraid his servant to be afraid, appeared to him the following night. And then Jesus Christ allowed his sister's son to hear this conspiracy and to let Paul know. And on top of that, and that guy can go to the barrack.Barrack is the housing for the soldier. You're not supposed to get in that kind of places, right? And yet he can get in. I don't know how, okay? But you know what? Jesus Christ hold the key of David. The door that he opened, no one can shut. The door that he shut, no one can open. And somehow it opened. And he get into the centurion. Ask the centurion to let him talk to Paul. And, okay, he can talk to Paul.Who are you to talk to Paul? You know, in the morning, that when you go to in the prison, there's certain hour you cannot come in. You understand? All kind of restriction. Okay? Now, everything is open. He can enter in and talk to Paul. And then Paul say, okay, he can call commander come. Commander, come here. This young man has something to say to the... No, I'm sorry. He say to the centurion. Paul say to the centurion, 白副长, come here. This young man has something to say to the commander, 秦副长. And then...Take this young man to the commander. And yet, he listened. Come on. Who do you think you are? Because verse 11, Jesus said, take heart. Take courage. Don't lose heart. Don't worry. I will do something for you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? His word is so precise. Just like Psalm chapter 12, verse 6.
His word, God's word, just like a silver in the furnace, purified seven times. It's so pure, so precise, so condensed. When he say, take courage, that means take courage. When he say, you go to Rome, that means you won't die. It's so condensed, so compact, just like bagel. It's not like angel cake. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Bagel become angel cake, stress it out, explain, then you understand, wow, this is good stuff. I like it. You know what I mean?
所以弟兄姊妹睇到第十一节，神向保罗嚟到讲说话，叫佢坚强壮胆，叫佢放心，佢仍然会继续喺罗马为主耶稣作见证。喺第十二节嗰阵时候，就系第二日嘅天亮嘅时候，所以我哋知道第十二节会有事情发生，有呢四十几个人会嚟到去谋害佢，所以神喺之前一晚已经同保罗嚟到讲说话，让佢知道神仍然喺当中嚟到去作王。所以我哋睇到弟兄姊妹，呢件事情呢、这个嘅阴谋咧，亦都俾保罗嘅一个外甥，俾佢自己嘅姊妹嗰个仔嚟到听到，而佢又入到去呢个嘅营楼里边，佢自保罗嘅外甥入到去营楼嗰度，你哋知道营楼系乜嘢咧？营楼就系呢啲嘅士兵所住嘅地方。你估即系好似我哋平常人可以自由咁样出入，但系呢个保佢又可以入到去。保罗，因为保罗住在营楼那里，话俾保罗听，而保罗知道的时候又会话俾其中一个的百夫长听，听完之后又保罗又叫这个百夫长带他的外甥去到这个的千夫长那里，即是为什么会即是这么得意可以这些事情自然的发生呢？其中当中就是有神自己给他的智慧聪明，同埋神在当中来到掌管工作。所以好似喺诗篇十二章六节一样，佢讲到耶和华嘅言语系纯正嘅言语，如同银子在泥炉中炼过七次，系冇杂质喺当中嘅。
Okay, now I just read that verse 16. But when the sons of a poor sister heard of this part,
how can his son heard that? Because God allowed it happen.
So that his servant Paul can be delivered. He went into the barrack and told Paul. And why he can went into? Because God opened the door. Then Paul called one of the centurion and said, take this young man to the commander and he has something to tell him. So he took him to the commander. Why would the centurion listen to Paul and do the extra thing? And take this young man to the commander is because God moving them to do so. And the centurion said, Paul, the prison sent for me and asked me to bring this young man to you because he has something to tell you. The commander took the young man by his hand and drew him aside and asked, what it is that you want to tell me? He said, the Jews has agreed to ask you to bring Paul before the Sanhedrin tomorrow on the pretext of wanting more accurate information about him. Don't give in to them, because more than 40 of them are waiting in ambush for him. And they have taken an oath not to eat or drink until they have killed him. They are ready now, waiting for his They are ready now, waiting for your consent to his request. The commander dismissed the young man and cautioned the young man, don't tell anyone that you have reported this to me.
在第十六节至到二十二节，牧师再同我们重读了一次，我们就知道为什么保罗这个外甥他会听到这些的计谋呢？即是其实是神容许这些事情来到去发生。亦都係將叫保羅嚟到去講俾呢啲嘅百夫長聽，跟住百夫長咧又帶呢個保羅嘅外甥去到見呢啲嘅千夫長。神即係其中喺當中要做事，就係要嚟到喺當中拯救阿保羅。
I want you to write down Proverbs chapter 21, verse 1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and he directs it like a watercourse wherever he pleases. If the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, how much more the centurion's heart and the commander's heart is in the hands of the Lord, so that his servant will be well protected.
你们写下箴言书二十一章一节，王的心在耶和华的手中，如果王的心都在耶和华的手中的时候，这些的千夫长、百夫长的心也都在神的手中，要来到去拯救保罗，帮助保罗来到得到释放。
If you are wicked, you can plan all you like. Eventually, God's plan prevail.
如果你是一个恶人，你可以为自己计谋很多的事，但是到最后都是神那个的意思来到去掌权。
Unfortunately, when they see more than 40 people, they know they will be successful. They even swear on oath. Okay? That they're going to kill Paul before they eat and drink.
当你们见到四十几个人的时候，他们有这个计谋的时候，你们就知道他这个计谋多数会成功，还有他们加上他们自己都在当中来到发了这个的毒誓。
The reason why they can swear on oath, because they know that they know that they will be successful in carrying out their own plot.
他们在当中来到发这个大誓，因为他们知道他们的计谋能够得到成功。
You know, Dr. Luke did not record what happened. Do they really eventually, do they eat or do they drink? I don't know. You know, but one thing I do know, Luke chapter 19, verse 10, the Son of Man come is to seek and save what was lost. They are lost. They are in deep trouble. You understand? Okay?
路加医生都没有特别在这里记载到究竟这四十几个人他最终有没有吃有没有喝，但是我知道路加医生在路加福音第十九章十节，他就记载了人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人，他们这一班就是失丧的人。
Verse 23, Then he called two of his centurion, I mean the commander,called two of his centurion and ordered them get ready a detachment of 200 soldiers, 70 horsemen, and 200 spearsmen to go to Caesarea at 9 o'clock at night.
在第二十三节，千夫长便叫了两百个百夫长来说，预备步兵二百，马兵七十，长枪手二百。今夜亥初往凯撒利亚去，即是九点钟英文嗰度讲到。
I don't recall. I think last month I watched the news. One of the ambassador, I think in Iran or wherever, I don't recall where is it. And then when he attended the banquet and make a speech, and someone put a knife to cut.The face of that ambassador, Pakistan? Oh, I don't know. And do you know what? He didn't even have any security guard to protect him. They all think Saul or Paul, Apostle Paul, is a wicked man. And yet, he's the servant of the Most High God.470 people to protect his life. When Bill Clinton go around, when Obama go to the Washington, get out of the White House to go to the neighborhood to have dinner, he didn't have 470 people to guide him. You understand? He is the servant of the Most High God. No one can touch him. And when you have 70...horsemen to do that. Because horsemen can run very fast in the front, right, to protect him, okay? Clear all the way. And yet he did not want his servant to walk. He wanted his servant to in caravan, okay? I don't know whether there's a dinner in the plane or not, okay? Is it funny?
I think it's really funny, okay? 40 people want to kill him, and yet he was transported safely from Jerusalem to Caesarea. You know where Caesarea? Caesarea is the place that Philip, you know the Philip, Acts chapter 7, that seventh deacon, and he has three daughters, is the prophetess, three or four, something like that, right? Yeah, Caesarea, okay? Now.
所以这里很奇妙,好像保罗这里是被认为是一个恶人来的, 但是他最终他是神至高的仆人。 好像我记得好像一个月前我看到新闻有这个巴基斯坦这个大使他上台来到去讲一个的演讲的时候他都是有人想用一把刀来到去刮他的面好像如果我们知道这个 Bill Clinton 以前的美国的总统他要去白宫啊去到哪里的时候我相信他都没有那么多人来到去保护他但是这个保罗 我们看看这里，他有470人， 他有这些的马兵，有这些的步兵，有这些的长枪手来到去保护他，来到去哪里呢？ 就是由耶路撒冷去到凯撒利亚这个地方，凯撒利亚这个地方是哪个啊？ 就是我们之前经文我们读过的，就是这个腓利， 他有三个女先知的女儿，那个腓利的地方就是凯撒利亚。
We may not be able to see God, but Paul sees Jesus. Jesus appeared to him in verse 11. We see with our eyes 40 people want to kill him with a solemn oath, but we also see 400 people protected him. Okay?
在第11节，我们知道神 会保护他，我们知道有40几个人想杀他，我们自己眼可以看到，但是神更加给了470个人来到去保护他。
24. Provide mounts for Paul so that he didn't have to walk, so that he may be taken safely to Governor Felix.
也要预备牲口叫保罗骑上，保罗甚至连行路都不需要行路，会很安全的来到去护送他，去到这个巡抚腓力斯那里去。
If 40 people want to kill him, and now he sent 470 people to protect him, is this an overkill? That means he wants us, we are blind, to see that. If you risk your life to follow me to go to Jerusalem, I will risk 470 people's life to protect your life. Do you understand? If Paul did not go up to Jerusalem by God's will to fulfill the duty of God, to his good conscience, live by faith, not by sight, he won't see this kind of protection. And I'm glad Paul did it. So that me, as a servant of God, when I face difficulty, I can go back to read this kind of Bible verses, the Bible promise, this Bible protection. Because I know you doesn't show favoritism. You do not show favoritism. How you protect Paul, who is faithful in serving you, to fulfill the duty and to preach the gospel? If I do the same, and you will do the same to me, am I right? And I'm glad he go there. So it is right for Paul to go up to Jerusalem. Everybody say? So that we know God deliver him. Am I right? God protect his servant. Okay?
所以我们可以这里亲眼看到有40个人想杀他，但是有470个人来到去保护保罗。保罗就按着神的旨意去到耶路撒冷。 他凭着他自己的良心，他是凭着他的信心，不是靠着眼见。所以我们就，如果他没有去到耶路撒冷的时候，我们就不能够见到神派这么多的人来到出到去，来到去保护他。好像林牧师讲到，保罗是神的仆人，林牧师亦都是神的仆人。 所以当我哋遇到有呢啲嘅压迫嘅时候，有呢啲困迫嘅时候，我就会翻去呢个圣经嚟到睇到神点样嚟到去保护，因为神系不偏待人嘅神。神点样保护保罗嘅时候，佢亦都系同样嘅嚟到保护林牧师，保护我哋。
That means the centurion believed. That means the commander believed that Paul is innocent.And also through his writing, you see that.
好明显，我哋睇到百夫长同埋千夫长，佢都认为保罗系无辜嘅。我哋迟啲喺佢嘅文书当中，我哋亦都睇得见。
That's why Jesus said, "The son of this world is wiser than the son of the kingdom of God." They protect the innocent man. In verse 26, Claudia.Verse 25, then the commander, Qin Fu Zhang, wrote a letter as follows. Claudius Lysias, to His Excellency, Governor Felix, greeting. This man, Paul, was seized by the Jews, and they were about to kill him. But I came with my troops and rescued him. For I have learned that he is a Roman citizen.I wanted to know why they were accusing him. So I brought him to their Sanhedrin. I found that their accusation has to do with question and their law, but there was no charge against him that deserved death or imprisonment. This is a rightful statement. Verse 30. When I was informedof a plot to be carried out against the man, I send him to you at once. I also order his accuser to present to you their case against him. This is a rightful thing to do too.
在这里25节，千夫长就写了文书，大略说，甲鲁雕吕西亚请巡抚菲利斯大人安。然后27节他讲到，这封信讲到，这人被犹太人拿住，将要杀害，我得知他是罗马人，就带兵丁下去救他出来。因要知道他们告他的缘故，我就带他下到他们的公会去，便查知他被告是因他们律法的辩论，并没有什么该死。该绑的罪名，即是他这样讲是讲得啱的。后来有人把要害他的计谋告诉我，我就立时解他到你那里去，又吩咐告他的人在你面前告他。他这样讲也都是啱的。
Verse 31, so the soldier carried out their order, took Paul with them during the night, and brought him as far as Antipatris is the midway. The next day, they led the cavalry. The cavalry is 70 horsemen. Carry go on with him while they return to the barrack. 400 people coming back. Verse 33. When the cavalry arrived in Caesarea, they delivered the letter to the governor and handed Paul over to him.The governor read the letter and asked what province he was from. Learning that he was from Cilicia, he said, I will hear your case when your accuser gets here. This is the right thing to do too. Then he ordered Paul be kept under guard in Herod Palace.
第三十一节，于是兵丁照所吩咐他们的，将保罗夜里带到安提帕底。安提帕底咧，大约系佢哋行路嘅中段咁上下。第二天，让马兵护送呢马兵咧，就系嗰70个马兵，他们就回营留去。马兵来到凯撒利亚，把文书呈给巡抚，便叫保罗站在他面前。巡抚看了文书，问保罗是哪省的人，既晓得他是基利家人，就说：等告你的人来，我要细听你的事。即系咁样讲咧，都系啱嘅。 便吩咐人把他看守在希律的衙门里。
Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. When we read your scripture, as it is recorded by your servant, Dr. Luke, as it was acted out by Paul, we see the hand of our Lord Jesus Christ protect his servant until he finished his duty. Lord, we give you thanks. Give you thanks for binding your servant all the way from various cities and bring him to the city of Jerusalem so that we know how much he loved his own people, as it is recorded in Romans chapter 9, verse 11, all the way to verse 11. He loved his own kinsmen. He was willing to take the curse of them and so that they get the blessing. And I pray that when he say things like that, in the book of Acts chapter 22, 23, we see that he did exactly the same thing. He followed the very pattern of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he is worthy to be used by you to write down Romans chapter 8, verse 29 to 30. Those God foreknew, God will predestine. Predestine all of us, those knew by God, to follow the very pattern of our Lord Jesus Christ. When Paul encouraged us to follow Jesus, he himself followed. He followed all the way. And yet when he followed you, you protected him. And those you predestined, you justify. Those you justify, you glorify. And now I see that how you justify Paul. Through the hand of the commander, write the letter to the governor Felix, saying that he hasn't done anything deserve death or imprisonment. Lord, you not only justify your servant, and I know you glorify him. You sent 470 people to protect him. Lord, I give you thanks. You are a great God. You are a great God. You deserve our praise from now until eternity. And isn't it what you say to us, that if whoever wants to serve me must deny himself, Paul is the one who wants to serve you. Fulfill God's duty to his conscience until this day. When he did his part, and you do your part to protect him. And just like Psalm chapter 20, verse 6 saying, now I know you protect your anointed one. You protect not only Jesus Christ, cause him to rise from the dead on the third day as planned. Not come down from the cross as what they said, the wicked people said. And also as planned, how Paul witnessed for you in Jerusalem, you will use him to witness for you in Rome. And what you say will be fulfilled. And Lord, I pray that you help us to walk by faith, not by sight, and take courage to do God's word. We not only be able to see you, for you have mentioned it to us. Whoever has your command and obey, you will appear to him. And this is the one who loves you. You also love him. And our Father loves him too. And that I see, sending 470 people to protect him. You truly love your servant. Lord, I pray that you help us to understand that, so that we truly take courage to do your work. When we hear your sermon, help us to be changed, to be transformed, to be more like Jesus Christ. That's why Paul is saying to us, follow me as I follow Jesus Christ. We give you thanks for giving us so faithful servant, just like Dr. Luke and writing Acts. And we give you thanks for giving us Apostle Paul. He's so faithful to acting it out. When he's so filled with the Holy Spirit and do your work and fulfill your duty, his own duty before you. And then you do your part to protect him. Honor him and glorify him. We give you thanks for that. If he get the glory now, for sure he will get the glory in the future. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. On the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. He said, "This is my body